Hello, friends and degens, and welcome to the 33rd edition of the Shiny Digest. This is the weekly newsletter that we read to you. We share updates from the Shiny DAO, highlights and meaningful discussions from the Shiny Discord, and recaps from our live events. If you don't know what the Shiny Objects Social Club is, today is your lucky day. Just head over to shinyobjects.gg to learn more. You can find this entire digest, all the links I'll talk about, everything you need over at blog.shinyobjects.gg. So let's jump right into it. Let's head over to the Shiny announcements. If you missed us for NFT Tuesday this past week, you can catch up on the conversation on the blog. Head over to Web3 News. Linktree, a platform that allows you to showcase multiple links from one bio link across social media, has launched three Web3 features. That includes one, an NFT gallery link, which allows people to view up to six NFTs on your Linktree bio. Two, an NFT profile image and background with NFT verification. And three, NFT lock, which allows you to lock the links on your Linktree using a contact address. $1 billion hole was found in Celsius's balance sheet with the company filing for Chapter 11 protection shortly after. You can read about that in the blog. And tentatively set your calendars for September 19th as the potential merge date for Ethereum. Let's head over to thoughtful discussions. A Shiny member shared this tweet asking what it means when Bitcoin miners are selling in mass and speculated it means that they're selling to salvage something because there are no longer profitable operations given the current price. At Jonathan NFA suggested most of them plan their balance sheets on historical BTC pricing, so those less capitalized mining groups are selling to shore up a runway. Is the playbook for projects that launched 6+ months ago the same or different for projects launching today? That was the question. Are people in the space tired of being asked to be investors in projects when the space hasn't figured out how to properly reward said investors? Check out that conversation in the blog. Let's head over to recommended readings and resources. 10 repositories that will transform the way you approach technical interviews. You can read that link in the blog. Retool published their 2022 State of Internal Tools, covering how companies build internal tools, who uses them, and how they impact internal tools. At Local Tourist asked for a tool that helps with standardizing screenshot sizes. At GP suggested Snagit, a tool that allows you to quickly edit sizes of screenshot either individually or in bulk. If you're looking for a way to download Twitter Space recordings, this tool can help you download any Twitter Space recordings regardless if you were the host or not. So find that at the blog.shinyobjects.gg. And Big Brain Books deserves big brain responses. Here's what Vitalik thinks about network states. You can read his review to that book at the blog. Let's head over to member updates. Practical Principles had their writing featured on Signal by Forefront. Yohi shared some strategies for crafting a strong narrative and a deck. Dith's Citizens of Tajigen announced Tiny ERC-721, new standard in NFT gas optimization that is around 30% more gas efficient than ERC-721A. Atlas's team celebrated kingship minting out, and At Pet's newsletter reached another milestone, 1,500 subscribers. Way to go, Pet. That is this week's Shiny Digest. This is recorded on July 18th, 2022, and it's the product of the amazing content team. Thank you to Amy at Oz, at Local Tourist for reviewing, of course, at A Wise Man in Notion for helping out with Clarity Help, and I am Scott David Meyer, helping you on the audio dials. We will send this to your email inbox, so make sure you subscribe for Shiny updates and subscribe for this to this podcast anywhere that you listen to audio. We look forward to seeing you next week in the metaverse.